This 1775 Bible reveals something that will completely change how you see time. March is actually the first month of the year. And get this, Sunday, it's the first day of the week. Yes, you heard that right. But here's the real shocker. This Bible proves we used to follow a calendar with 13 months, perfectly in sync with nature's cycles. Take a look. March is month one, Sunday is day one, and the Sabbath on Saturday. Just like it was meant to be. What if the calendar we trust today was designed to disconnect us from the truth, to keep us out of sync with the natural rhythm of life? This is the proof they never wanted you to see. Stay with me, because once you uncover this, there's no going back. Let's dive deeper into a truth that will change how you see everything. Imagine for a moment that the calendar you follow every single day, the one that decides your holidays, work schedule, and even your sense of time, isn't just a tool, but a trap. What if the lines and dates on that calendar were invisible chains, forcing you to live by a rhythm someone else created? Sounds wild, right? But stay with me, because this revelation might be exactly what your soul has been waiting for. Think about it. Does it really make sense to start the year in January, during the dead of winter, when the earth is asleep, frozen, and lifeless? Where's the sense of rebirth in that? Deep down, you know it feels wrong. Everything in nature whispers that spring, with its blooming flowers and fresh energy, is the real time for new beginnings. So why doesn't our calendar reflect that? And that's not all. Did you know there's evidence that we once followed a 13-month calendar? Yes, 13 months. The number we've been taught to fear, mock, and avoid. But what if it's not unlucky? What if it's sacred? A calendar with 13 months would align perfectly with the cycles of the moon and nature itself. Imagine the balance, the harmony, the connection to something bigger than just numbers on a page. Here's where it gets even more interesting. A 1775 Bible contains clues to this forgotten way of living. It shows us that March was once considered the first month of the year, the true time of renewal. It also confirms that Sunday was meant to be the first day of the week, not an afterthought at the end. This Bible doesn't just hint at a different calendar, it points to a lost rhythm, one designed to keep us in sync with the universe. But over time, we abandoned this cosmic rhythm. We traded the symphony of nature for the artificial hum of a system designed to control us. Think about it. By following an unnatural calendar, we've lost something profound. We've disconnected from the universe's flow, from the natural energy that fuels creativity, balance, and peace. And here's the shocking part. Most of us didn't even notice. We've been so busy living by someone else's rules that we forgot to question them. But what if you didn't have to live this way? What if you could reclaim the connection that was stolen from you? This isn't just about a calendar. It's about power. Your power. By keeping us out of sync with nature, those in control benefit. They've built the cage, but now you have the chance to break free. So let me ask you, who gains when we're disconnected? And more importantly, how can you start to reclaim the truth that was hidden from you? Picture this. Life is like a symphony, with every part working in perfect harmony, seasons changing, cycles flowing, everything in balance. But now, imagine someone disrupting the orchestra, silencing some parts, and forcing others to play out of sync. The result? A messy, chaotic tune that doesn't feel quite right. And yet somehow, we've gotten used to calling that chaos normal. That's the world we live in. A world where time itself has been tampered with, bent and reshaped to fit someone else's agenda. Let's start with something you've probably felt but never questioned. January 1st as New Year's Day. Does it really feel like a fresh start? Think about it. Everything around us is cold, lifeless, and still. Trees are bare, the ground is frozen, and nature is asleep. Does that sound like the right time to celebrate renewal? Of course not. Deep down, you know it feels off. Spring, when flowers bloom and life begins again, is when the year should truly start. But why does this even matter? Because time isn't just numbers on a calendar, it's a rhythm, a flow. And when that rhythm is out of sync with nature, it throws everything off. We lose balance, energy, and even a sense of connection to something greater. Our ancestors knew this. They didn't follow calendars created by rulers or governments. Instead, they lived by the stars, the moon, and the seasons. They started their year in March, during the rebirth of spring. They celebrated the harvest in autumn and used winter as a time to rest and reflect. Their lives were perfectly aligned with the universe. Now, compare that to today. Our modern calendar isn't designed to connect us to nature. It's designed to serve those in power. For example, the Romans changed the calendar to suit their politics and control the people. They put productivity and power above harmony and spiritual connection. And the effects? You've probably felt them. That weird sense of disconnection during holidays. The lack of excitement about a new year that doesn't feel new at all. The feeling that something in your life or the world is just off. But here's the thing, this isn't random. By changing the way we measure time, those in power rewrote how we see and live our lives. They replaced a natural rhythm with a rigid, artificial structure that keeps us out of sync with the universe and easier to control. Now imagine what life could feel like if time aligned with nature again. What if the year started in March, when the earth awakens and everything feels fresh and alive? What if holidays matched the flow of the cosmos, reigniting a sense of wonder and belonging? This isn't just about calendars. It's about reclaiming what was taken from you, your connection to the natural rhythm of life. Because here's the truth. If time can be manipulated, what else might have been twisted or hidden from you? What truths about your own power and potential have been buried under centuries of deception? You don't have to settle for this upside-down reality. Once you see the cracks in the system, you can start taking back control. You can reconnect to the rhythm that's always been there, waiting for you. A rhythm rooted in nature, in the universe, in something far greater than a man-made schedule. Imagine standing under a sky full of stars, no walls, no noise, just you and the endless universe above. For thousands of years, people looked up at the stars and saw more than a beautiful view. They saw a guide, a map for life. The moon, the sun, and the planets all worked together in a rhythm that told a story about how to live in harmony. Now let me ask you, when was the last time you felt connected to something that big? When did you last look at the sky and feel like you were part of it, instead of just rushing through your day, stuck in routines and deadlines? Before the world became what it is now, people lived by nature's rhythms. Time wasn't just numbers on a calendar, it was something they felt. The year didn't start in January's freezing cold when the earth is dead and silent. It began in the spring, when life blooms again and the world wakes up. Back then, time wasn't something people controlled. It was something they followed, something that kept them connected to the universe. But at some point, we lost all of that. Those natural rhythms, the ones that made us feel alive and connected, were replaced with an artificial system. A system designed to serve someone else's agenda, not yours. Here's what they don't want you to know. The real blueprint for time wasn't a secret. It was meant for all of us. Imagine starting your week with the energy of the sun, feeling recharged and ready to go. Picture welcoming the new year in March, when the earth comes alive, instead of pretending to celebrate in January's icy stillness. And what about the so-called unlucky 13th month? What if it wasn't unlucky at all? What if it was the key to a calendar that truly aligns with the cycles of nature? When we lost this blueprint, we lost more than a way to track time. We lost a sense of purpose, of magic, of belonging. that feeling you get, like something's missing from your life, like the world doesn't feel as meaningful as it should. That's the disconnection. Without the natural rhythms of the cosmos, we've been left out of sync, wandering and searching for something we can't quite put into words. Think of time like a language. The version we use today is broken, stripped of its meaning. The real language of time, the one written by the stars and the moon, is still out there. It's buried under centuries of control, rewritten by those who wanted to bend the world to their will. By changing the calendar, they didn't just change how we track days. They changed how we live. They changed how we think. But here's the good news. You can rediscover this lost rhythm. You don't need fancy tools or deep knowledge to start reconnecting. It's already inside you. Your body works in rhythms. Your heartbeat, your breath, your sleep. You feel the moon's pull, even if you don't realize it. So start small. Watch the moon as it grows full and fades back to darkness. Pay attention as the days get longer or shorter with the seasons. Celebrate your life's milestones when they feel right, not when the calendar tells you to. When you do this, you're stepping back into harmony with the universe. You're no longer living by someone else's rules. You're living by the rhythm that was always meant for you. Some people might say this is silly or old-fashioned, but here's the truth. Rediscovering this lost rhythm is one of the most powerful things you can do. It's not just about looking at the stars, it's about remembering you're part of them. Keep questioning, keep exploring. The original language of time is still there, waiting for you to hear it again. And when you do, everything in your life will start to feel different, more alive, more connected, more meaningful. This is your chance to take back the magic they tried so hard to bury. Let's bring the focus down to Earth, where history reveals a shocking truth. Our calendar didn't just happen, it was created, and not by nature or the cosmos, but by powerful people with their own agendas. Think about it, if you control time, you control everything. The days people work, the holidays they celebrate, and even how they worship, it's all tied to the clock. Take Emperor Constantine, for example. He wasn't just organizing an empire, he was rewriting how people lived. By changing holy days and creating a standardized week, Constantine didn't just unify religion, he controlled the rhythm of society. By anchoring celebrations and rest days to his system, he ensured people followed his timeline. Before him, there was Julius Caesar. He replaced the old lunar calendar with the Julian calendar, a solar-based system that fit Roman power better. It wasn't just about simplifying time. It was about embedding Roman authority into everyone's daily life. Every new calendar rule whispered the same message. Follow our system. Follow our gods. Follow us. But it didn't stop with the Romans. Jump ahead to medieval Europe, where the church changed time to fit its agenda. Instead of fighting against ancient pagan festivals, they merged them into Christian holidays. Christmas? Overlaid on winter solstice celebrations. Easter? Built on older fertility rites. These changes weren't just about religion. They were about control. If people celebrated on their terms, it made conversion easier and power more centralized. Those who resisted, they were silenced, or worse. Over time, everyone fell in line, never realizing how much had been quietly rewritten. Of course, not everyone went along with it. There were rebels, astronomers, mystics, and scholars who saw the cracks in the system. They kept old records, shared whispers of lost lunar months, and dared to question what most accepted as truth. But their voices were drowned out by the power of empires, armies, and the church. Over time, their knowledge was buried, their warnings forgotten. Here's the genius behind it all. They didn't need to force you to think a certain way. They just changed the rules, shifted holidays, rearranged calendars, and let you adjust without even noticing. It's like someone sneaking into your house at night and moving all the furniture. You wake up, feel like something's off, but can't quite figure out why. Meanwhile, they've completely altered the flow of your life. And here's the kicker. This isn't ancient history. The effects are still with us today. That weird sense of emptiness you feel during holidays. The nagging feeling that celebrations don't quite fit the seasons. It's the echo of centuries of manipulation. By the time the Gregorian calendar was introduced, it was sold as a scientific improvement. But really, it just continued the tradition of centralizing power over time itself. Realizing this isn't about blaming one person or group. It's about understanding how deeply this system has shaped the way we think and live. These changes have been so ingrained in our lives that most of us don't even question them. But you're different. You're pulling back the curtain, seeing the strings. And here's the truth. Once you see the game, you don't have to play by their rules anymore. This isn't just history. It's an invitation. An invitation to rethink everything you've been taught about time and to reclaim it for yourself. If time is malleable like they've shown us, then it's not set in stone. What could it become if you were in control? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Keep that thought close. It might just be the key to unlocking a more authentic, powerful way to live. This is how we start breaking free. And trust me, this is only the beginning. By now, you might be feeling a mix of emotions, curiosity, excitement, and maybe even a little skepticism. That's totally normal. In fact, it's a good thing. Doubts are what help us dig deeper and separate truth from noise. So let's take a moment to address the most common questions and see if your intuition keeps nudging you to take another look. First, there's this question. What if that 1775 Bible is just a mistake? Some weird old printing error? Fair enough. You can't throw out everything you've ever learned just because of one old book, right? But here's the thing. It's not just about one Bible. It's about a whole collection of clues, historical records, astronomical patterns, ancient calendars, and cultural traditions from around the world. The Bible is like a flashlight in a dark attic, showing us dusty corners we might have missed. It's not the full story, it's the start of something bigger. Then there's this thought. Okay, but even if the calendar changed, why does it matter? It's just dates and numbers. That's where it gets deep. Calendars aren't just tools to keep track of time. They shape how we live, work, celebrate, and even think. They tell us when to plant crops, honor milestones, and come together as families and communities. If that foundation is off, if it's been twisted to serve someone else's goals, it could explain why so many of us feel disconnected and spiritually drained. That off feeling, it might be your inner wisdom trying to tell you something. Another common question, this all sounds like a conspiracy. Is this really about shadowy elites pulling strings? Not exactly. Changes to the calendar didn't happen in secret. They were often announced by emperors, popes, and leaders. Sometimes it was about convenience, other times about consolidating power or unifying people under one system. Over time, these small tweaks stacked up, leaving us with a timeline that might feel normal, but no longer aligns with nature's rhythms. This isn't about blaming some secret group. It's about recognizing how generations of changes have altered the way we experience time. And then there's the big one. Doesn't the Gregorian calendar track the solar year perfectly? Isn't it better than the older versions? Yes, technically it's more accurate when it comes to solar alignment, but perfect measurements don't always mean meaningful ones. A watch can tell you the exact second, but that doesn't mean it inspires you. The Gregorian calendar might be precise, but it's stripped away the deeper spiritual connection people once had with the cycles of the moon, the seasons, and the stars. Finally, you might think, I've lived my whole life like this, and nothing seems missing. Maybe. But think about how many people feel lost, disconnected, or like they're missing some deeper purpose. Could that sense of unease come from being out of sync with the rhythms that used to guide us. Reconnecting with those ancient cycles might not just be a history lesson. It could be a key to finding balance, peace, and meaning in a chaotic world. Here's the takeaway. You don't have to believe everything right away. Doubts aren't the enemy. They're the beginning of your journey. Let them fuel your curiosity, not shut it down. Crack open the door, let in some fresh ideas, and see what resonates with you. If these thoughts spark something, an itch to explore, a sense of wonder, or even just questions, that's your inner compass guiding you. So keep questioning, keep exploring. The deeper you go, the more you'll realize what's truly at stake. And trust me, once you start to see the bigger picture, you'll never look at time or your life the same way again. This is just the beginning. Stop for a moment and think, have you ever felt like you just don't fit with the flow of life around you? Like something about how we live, the seasons, holidays, and even the way we set goals feels off. It's not your imagination. You're not weird or too sensitive. What you're feeling might be the result of something much bigger. A calendar system that doesn't match our natural human rhythms. Think of your body as a finely tuned instrument designed to respond to the rhythms of nature, the rise and fall of the sun, the glow of the moon, the changes in seasons. But what happens when those cues get scrambled? It's like playing a beautiful song on an untuned piano. Suddenly your sleep feels off, your moods swing unpredictably, and you're left with this strange hunger for something. But what? That's the big question most of us don't even realize we're asking. Look at our holidays, for example. Why do so many of them feel empty or forced? Take Christmas. It's in December. But what if it was originally meant to happen in the spring? A time of rebirth and new life. Imagine celebrating during warm days filled with blossoms and sunshine. Doesn't that feel more alive, more meaningful? Instead, we huddle indoors, disconnected from the true spirit of renewal. It's not just a minor detail. It's a shift that's robbed us of the deeper power these moments are supposed to hold. And what about New Year's Day? We're told to set goals and start fresh in January, but let's be real. January is cold, dark, and lifeless in many parts of the world. It's no wonder we lose steam by February. What if we started our year in March, when the earth comes back to life? When flowers bloom, birds sing, and everything feels like it's waking up. That's when your energy naturally rises. Starting your year then would align with the rhythm of nature and your own biology. This disconnection isn't just about holidays. It spills into every part of life, your job, your relationships, even your mental health. Think about how much pressure we put on ourselves to work, achieve, and hustle, all on a timeline that doesn't match the natural world. Over time, that pressure adds up. It can leave you feeling burned out, anxious, or like you're missing something important. Deep down, you know life shouldn't feel this fragmented. But here's the good news. You don't have to stay stuck in this broken rhythm. You can start realigning with the natural flow of life, just a little bit at a time. Imagine celebrating your own personal New Year in March, when the world feels alive. Or tracking the moon's phases and noticing how your energy changes with it. Maybe take a moment to honor the equinox, when day and night are perfectly balanced. These small acts might feel simple, but they're powerful steps toward living in harmony with something bigger than all of us. This isn't just about history or tradition. It's about you. You deserve to feel connected, to experience life's highs and lows in a way that feels natural. Realigning with these rhythms isn't some wild new idea. It's actually a way to rediscover what our ancestors always knew. It's a quiet, personal revolution that starts with one simple question. What if the way we've been taught to experience time is all wrong? Reclaiming your time isn't about rejecting modern life. It's about remembering that there's more to it. Imagine living in a world where you feel balanced, where your energy flows with the seasons, and where life's celebrations actually feel meaningful. This is your chance to take a step back and ask, what kind of life do you want to live? One designed by someone else, or one that truly feels like yours? Let's take this deeper. We've talked about how the calendar shapes our daily lives, but what about our souls? What if the most important days we celebrate, our holidays, our sacred traditions, have been shifted so much over time that they've lost the magic they were meant to hold? If you've ever felt like a holiday didn't move you the way it should, like something was missing, it's not your fault. You might be feeling the effects of a system that's disconnected from the natural flow of the universe. Think about it. In ancient times, people celebrated key moments like the spring equinox or the harvest season, because those days weren't just practical, they were spiritual. The spring equinox marked balance and renewal, when the day and night were equal and life was starting to bloom again. The harvest was a time to give thanks as the earth gave its gifts. These weren't random dates, they were cosmic events, times when the universe and human life felt perfectly in sync. Now, compare that to today. Holidays like Christmas or Easter, as beautiful as they are, might not line up with the natural energy they were once meant to represent. Take Christmas. We celebrate it on December 25th, in the middle of winter. But what if the birth of Christ, or the message of renewal it carries, was originally tied to spring, when life is bursting forth, when the earth feels alive again? Imagine celebrating new beginnings during the season of growth and light. Wouldn't that amplify the meaning of the day? Wouldn't it feel more powerful? The same goes for Easter. It's a holiday about resurrection and hope. But it doesn't follow a clear connection to nature's cycles anymore. What if it was perfectly tied to the return of warmth and longer days, symbolizing life waking up after the cold? Reconnecting these sacred moments with the natural world could transform them from routine holidays into deeply moving experiences. This isn't about rewriting history or disrespecting tradition. It's about asking if there's a better way to honor the original spirit behind these celebrations. Ancient cultures believed that the sky told a story, that the movements of the sun, moon, and stars were like a divine message. When we align our holidays with those messages, we tap into something bigger than ourselves. We feel connected to the universe, to each other, and to something eternal. And this isn't just for people who are religious. Even if you don't follow a specific faith, reconnecting with nature's rhythms can make life feel richer. Think about how calming it is to watch a sunset, or how inspiring it feels to stand under a full moon. These are moments when we sense that life has meaning, that we're part of something bigger. A calendar that matches the flow of the cosmos could make those feelings stronger and more frequent. Some might say, but traditions are traditions, why change them now? That's a fair point. Traditions are personal and they carry deep meaning. But questioning how and why they've evolved isn't about rejecting them. It's about finding ways to make them even more powerful. True faith, true connection, comes from asking questions and seeking truth, not just following a schedule because we're told to. Imagine if we could celebrate life's milestones, birthdays, weddings, holidays, on dates that truly resonate with nature and the cosmos. What if every sacred moment felt like it was in perfect harmony with the universe's rhythm? How much more meaningful would our lives become? This isn't about tearing down what you believe. It's about building it back up in a way that feels more real, more alive, and more connected to the world around you. The truth is, the universe is always speaking to us through its cycles and seasons. We just need to listen. And when we do, we might find a sense of wonder and purpose that's been missing for far too long. If this talk of lost calendars and cosmic rhythms feels like a stretch, like something far removed from your life. Think again. The truth is, we weren't the only ones who once lived in sync with nature. Across every culture and corner of the earth, our ancestors looked to the skies, not clocks, to guide their lives. They trusted the universe's timing, not some random dates handed down by rulers or systems. Take ancient Egypt, for example. They didn't rely on guesswork to know when the Nile would flood and renew their lands. Instead, they watched for Sirius, the dog star, to rise in the night sky, a cosmic signal that life-giving waters were on their way. Their calendar wasn't just about dates. It was a partnership with the stars, a connection that brought both survival and a deep sense of respect for the universe. Now look east to ancient China. Their festivals, like the famous Spring Festival, weren't thrown onto a random weekend. They were perfectly timed with moon phases and solstices, marking the shift into a new season of life. These celebrations didn't just bring joy, they honored the sky's rhythms, aligning human life with something much bigger. People didn't need a ruler to tell them when to celebrate. Nature itself sent the invitation. And then there's the Mayans. Their calendars were so precise they could predict celestial events centuries in advance. To them, time wasn't a straight line. It was a cycle, like the seasons, repeating but always moving forward. Their way of keeping time wasn't just for tracking dates. It was a way of feeling connected to the universe's grand design. Even indigenous tribes across the world, from Aboriginal Australians with their song lines to Native Americans who honored the changing seasons, had their own ways of keeping time. They didn't look at calendars on a wall. They looked to the sky, the land, and the cycles of nature. Their timekeeping wasn't just about survival. It gave life meaning and brought communities together. Now, compare all of this to the way we live today. Our holidays often feel out of sync. Our schedules are crammed with work and deadlines, and we barely stop to notice the changing seasons or the moon in the sky. It's no wonder so many of us feel disconnected, like we're always running but never really going anywhere. Could it be that our modern obsession with technology and precision has caused us to lose something vital? Our connection to the rhythm of the universe? This isn't about saying life was better in the past. Every era has its struggles. But what our ancestors had was a deep sense of belonging. They knew their lives were part of a bigger story, a cosmic dance that connected the earth and the heavens. They didn't just survive, they thrived because they felt in tune with the world around them. The good news? That connection isn't lost forever. It's still there, waiting for us to notice it again. When you look at the moon or feel the first warmth of spring, you're feeling the same rhythms that guided our ancestors. You're part of something vast and timeless, just like they were. So the question is, what will you do with this knowledge? Will you shrug it off? Or will you take a moment to look up at the sky and remember? Remember that humanity, all over the world, once shared this connection. We were all part of the same cosmic audience, watching the same stars, feeling the same rhythms. And maybe, just maybe, we can learn to hear that music again. If you've made it this far, you're probably wondering, who had the power to change something as big as time? Why was the original, natural rhythm of the world replaced with the one we use today? And more importantly, who benefits? Let's take a step back in time. Picture the rulers of the past, kings, emperors, popes. They didn't just want control over land or armies. They wanted control over people's lives, their beliefs, even their thoughts. And what better way to do that than by controlling time itself? If you control the calendar, you control when people celebrate, when they rest, and even when they work. You shape their routines, their emotions, and their focus. For example, imagine leaders who wanted to shift people's loyalty away from old traditions and gods. By changing sacred dates, like holidays tied to the moon or the seasons, they could slowly erase the connection people felt with nature and replace it with something that served their rule. People might still celebrate, but the deeper meaning behind those celebrations got lost. Over time, most forgot why those moments were so powerful in the first place. Then there's the economic angle. Imagine if holidays like a midwinter festival suddenly became all about spending money on gifts or throwing big parties, even if it didn't feel natural. That's great for businesses, but disconnects people from the real magic of those times. Or consider taxes and trade. If time is no longer tied to the moon or stars, governments can create schedules that suit them, not the natural world. The more people rely on these man-made systems, the more power flows to those at the top. But this wasn't some big, evil plot hatched in a dark room. These changes happened bit by bit over hundreds of years. Some rulers wanted to unify regions or simplify trade, while others aimed to strengthen their religion or gain loyalty. Each small change seemed reasonable at the time, but together they added up to something huge. A calendar that pulls us away from nature and into a system that prioritizes control and profit over harmony and balance. The result? We've ended up with holidays that often feel like obligations instead of meaningful experiences. We set goals based on a calendar that ignores the cycles of nature and wonder why it feels so hard to keep them. We work, rest, and celebrate on schedules that don't align with our bodies or the seasons. And deep down, many of us feel that something is off. But here's the truth. You don't have to keep following this script. By questioning how and why time was reshaped, you take the first step toward freedom. You stop living on autopilot and start noticing the rhythms that feel natural to you. Maybe you set your new year in the spring, when life is actually blooming. Maybe you celebrate milestones when they feel right, not when a calendar tells you to. The calendar we use today was designed to control, but you have the power to take it back. Time doesn't have to be a leash holding you in place. It can be a tool you use to reconnect with the world, the seasons, and yourself. All you have to do is choose to start listening to the natural rhythms again and rewrite the story for yourself. Let's take a step back and talk about what all this really means for you. If the calendar you've been living by is out of sync with nature, with your energy, and with the universe, how do you fix it? You can't exactly change the world overnight, right? You can't march into work and say, hey, we're switching to a 13-month year now. But here's the good news. Change doesn't have to start big. It starts with you, quietly, one small step at a time. Step one, pay attention to the moon. Have you ever noticed how the moon changes shape every night? It's not just pretty to look at. It's a natural rhythm that's been guiding people for thousands of years. Try this. For 1 month, follow the moon. When it's growing bigger, waxing, notice how you feel. Are you more energized or creative? When it starts to shrink, waning, see if you feel more reflective or calm. Maybe you'll discover that starting something new feels best when the moon is full of light, and wrapping up projects feels easier as it fades. This is an easy way to reconnect with nature's timing without changing a single thing on your calendar. Step 2. Reset your year in spring. Why force yourself to start fresh in January when everything outside is frozen and lifeless? Instead, try celebrating your own new year in spring when the world naturally wakes up. Think of it as your personal reset, a time to set goals, dream big, and plant the seeds, literally or figuratively, for what you want to grow in your life. Spring feels alive, vibrant, and full of possibilities. Doesn't that make more sense for a fresh start? Step 3. Realign your holidays. Take a moment to rethink how you celebrate. Does Thanksgiving in late November feel like the right time to give thanks? Or would it make more sense to celebrate gratitude during your region's actual harvest season? What about other special days in your life? Birthdays, anniversaries, or even just personal milestones? Shift them to align with nature's cycles, like the changing of seasons or the phases of the moon. It doesn't mean abandoning traditions, it means making them more meaningful. Step 4. Share your ideas. Talk to your family and friends about what you're learning. Don't lecture or try to convince them. Just share what excites you. You might be surprised to find others who feel the same disconnect you do. Together, you can start small traditions that better align with natural rhythms. Maybe it's a spring gathering to celebrate your personal New Year, or a moonlit walk during a full moon. These little actions can create a ripple effect, helping others reconnect with the natural flow of time. Step 5. Start small and be kind to yourself. This isn't about throwing out your calendar or rejecting modern life entirely. It's about making tiny shifts that bring more harmony into your world. Maybe you begin by journaling about how you feel during different moon phases or seasons. Maybe you take a few minutes each day to notice the sunrise or sunset. These simple practices can reconnect you with the rhythms of nature and help you feel more grounded. The truth is, no one can stop you from noticing when life feels most vibrant. No one can tell you not to follow the moon, celebrate spring, or honor your personal rhythms. These little steps are powerful because they're yours. They're a quiet rebellion against a system that's tried to dictate every hour of your day. By listening to your instincts, aligning with nature, and trusting yourself, you're reclaiming your connection to something bigger. Every small change is a step closer to living a life that feels real, vibrant, and in tune with the world around you. You don't have to wait for someone else to rewrite the calendar. You're already rewriting it for yourself. And that's where the real magic begins. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine a world where we live in harmony with the universe's rhythms. Picture communities gathering to celebrate the arrival of spring as the true start of the year, reconnecting with the renewal of life instead of forcing a celebration in the freezing stillness of winter. Imagine families marking important moments by the phases of the moon, feeling more grounded and connected with the world around them. It's not just a dream, it's a forgotten way of life waiting to be rediscovered. What if we dared to shift back to nature's clock? Farmers could plant and harvest in tune with the seasons and the cycles of the moon, letting the earth guide them as it once did. Crops would grow in balance with the land, and our food systems could become more sustainable. Imagine how different it would feel to celebrate holidays that align with the natural flow of life. Celebrations that leave you energized and fulfilled, rather than feeling like just another date on a calendar. Without the artificial deadlines and forced routines of the modern calendar, life could feel lighter. Your body and mind could finally find a natural rhythm. Imagine waking up without that nagging feeling of being out of sync, without the pressure of trying to meet deadlines that clash with your energy. The stress that weighs you down could begin to lift. Celebrating milestones that actually match the world's cycles could bring new energy to your life. Starting fresh in spring would feel right, like you're moving with the universe instead of against it. This isn't just about personal change. It's about reconnecting with something bigger. Spiritual rituals and ceremonies could align with the cosmos, making every prayer or gathering feel deeply meaningful. Even if you're not religious, there's something awe-inspiring about seeing how the universe's cycles reflect the ups and downs of our lives. It's not about following a routine. It's about feeling connected to something real, something vast and timeless. Reconnecting with these rhythms doesn't mean abandoning modern life. Technology can actually help. Apps could remind us of moon phases or solstice events, making it easier to bring these moments into our daily lives. Schools could teach children how to understand and respect the cycles of the earth, helping the next generation grow up with a deeper sense of purpose and balance. Imagine a world where technology and tradition work together, enhancing our connection to the natural world instead of distracting us from it. These changes might start small, but they could ripple outward in powerful ways. As more people reconnect with the natural flow of time, it could inspire shifts in how we approach art, work, and even how we care for the planet. Instead of chasing endless growth and instant gratification, we might focus on long-term care and balance. It's a subtle but profound transformation, one that starts with each of us. You don't need to wait for the world to change. Start with yourself. Celebrate your own new year in the spring. Pay attention to the phases of the moon and see how they influence your energy. Share what you discover with friends and family. These small acts are like planting seeds. The more seeds we plant, the closer we get to a world where time feels alive again, where it guides us instead of controlling us. The future doesn't have to feel rushed or disconnected. It can be filled with meaning, harmony, and a sense of belonging. All we have to do is listen to the earth, to the sky, and to the rhythms that have been guiding us all along. The magic is still there. It's waiting for us to remember, and it starts with you. By now, you might feel a mix of excitement and doubt. It's only natural to wonder, how could something so big, like the calendar I use every day, be wrong and I never noticed? What else might I have missed? These questions can feel unsettling, but that's actually a good thing. It means your mind is starting to wake up, shaking off the sleep of assumptions you've carried your whole life. This isn't about tearing down everything you believe just to leave you feeling lost. It's about opening a door to something bigger, something deeper. Once you realize that time itself has been shaped and changed by human hands, it can feel like stepping into a whole new world of possibilities. Yes, that can feel scary at first, like losing your footing. But it's also where real growth begins. That uneasy feeling in your chest, it's the spark of curiosity, the signal that you're on the edge of discovering something life-changing. Doubt isn't your enemy, it's your guide. If this all feels too wild to accept right away, that's okay. Use that doubt to fuel your curiosity. Dig deeper. Look into the history of the calendar. Research ancient traditions or how indigenous cultures viewed time. You don't have to take anyone's word for it. Find the pieces that speak to you and start connecting them yourself. You're not just a passenger in this journey. You're the driver, and it's your exploration to make. Realigning with nature's rhythms doesn't mean rejecting everything about modern life. You can still use today's tools and live in today's world while tuning in to the natural cycles that once guided humanity. It's not an either-or choice. It's about finding what truly connects you to something bigger and letting go of what keeps you stuck. Your doubts will follow you along the way, but they're not here to stop you. They're here to push you to learn more, to ask questions, and to keep going. By embracing your questions and uncertainties, you're doing something brave. You're not just taking in random facts. You're challenging the very structure of the world you've always known. And that's powerful. Doubt can be the tool that helps you break free, carving a path to a life that feels more real, more connected, and more yours. Keep asking. Keep searching. The truth is waiting for you to claim it. Take a deep breath and think about how far we've come. We've uncovered the possibility that our calendar, the one we live by every day, might actually be a cage, hiding the natural rhythms we were meant to follow. We've looked at how things used to be, when people lived in harmony with the stars, the moon, and the changing seasons. We've questioned the stories we've been told and dared to imagine what life could feel like if it was realigned with something bigger. It's a lot to take in, isn't it? On one hand, this feels freeing. A chance to break out of old patterns that never quite felt right. On the other hand, it might feel a little unsettling, like stepping into a new world where the rules are suddenly different. That's the feeling of waking up. It's not always comfortable, but it's powerful. You're starting to see time for what it really is. Not something set in stone, but something shaped by human hands. And that means it can be reshaped. This realization is more than just a history lesson. It's your invitation to take back control, to stop feeling like time is a prison and start seeing it as something you can shape to fit your life, your energy, and your connection to the world around you. This moment is your reminder. You can question, you can choose, you can realign. And you're not alone. All through history, people have felt this same pull. They've looked at the moon, the stars, or the changing seasons and thought, we've lost something important. Now you're part of that same story. A story of people waking up and realizing they don't have to follow a broken system just because it's what everyone else does. You're standing at a crossroads, and the choice is yours.